Hello, is this Tamika Johnson?
Yes, hi.
Hey, Tamika, how are you doing today? My name is Lafayette. I'm just calling on recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
You okay? All right. Well, the reason for my call is have you or any of your loved ones taken Depo Provera before?
Yes, I have taken
Oh, okay. Have you taken it before? All right.
Yes.
And then did you want to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's see if you meet the criteria, okay?
Okay.
All right. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And let's see. And then, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes, I haven't did that.
Okay, thank you for that. And then, are you filing this claim for yourself or for anybody else?
No, myself.
Okay. And then, are you a resident in the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was your injury after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
I got cancer.
Okay, I'm really sorry to hear that. You know what the diagnosis was or what it was called?
Yes. Meningioma tumor.
Okay, again, I'm really sorry that you had to go through that. Okay, and then where was your meningioma located?
And my brain.
Okay. Again, I'm really sorry. And then what was the date of the diagnosis?
It was August 17, 2015.
Okay, so August 17, 2015. Okay. And just to confirm, you said August 17, 2015, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then what is your date of birth as well?
May 5, 1986.
May 5th, 19. Sorry about that. One more time.
The year is 1986.
1986. Okay, thank you. I do appreciate it. And then, do you know anybody else that's used Depo-Provera?
No.
Okay, no worries. All right. And then, did you receive a Depo-Provera pill or Depo-Provera shot?
The shot.
All right. And did you consume or use the name brand injectable Depo-Provera, or was it the generic brand?
The Depo Provera Pfizer injection contraceptive.
Okay. Thank you for that information. And then you said it was Depo-Provera, not the generic brand, correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. And then, all right. And you didn't use the generic version at all, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then how many years did you use Depo-Provera for?
4 years.
You said 4 years? Okay.
Yes.
And then within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to the diagnosis?
Yes, I could confirm.
Okay. I'm assuming
I had a total of 16 shots overall.
Okay, a total of 16 shots. All right. Okay, perfect. I'm assuming it was the every 3 months, right?
Yes, once in every 3 months. Yes, exactly.
Okay. And then you said you use Depo-Provera before 1992, is that correct? All right. And then what was the start date of you using Depo-Provera?
March 5, 2010.
Okay, so March 5th, 2010. And then when did you stop using it?
June 25, 2014.
Okay, 2014. All right. Thank you for that information. Okay, so we have that. And then I'm going to ask just some basic questions. I just kind of need a yes or no answer on some of them, and then some of them I just need a confirmation, okay?
Okay.
And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
All right. Thank you for that information. And then what is your marital status?
I'm single.
Okay. And then can you spell your name for me, please?
It's T-A-M-I-K-A.
Okay. Thank you. And then do you have a middle name?
Yes, Lavae. L-A-D-A-E.
So Lavae, so it's L-A-D-A-E?
No, V as in Victor, L-A-V, Lavae.
Oh, all right. So L-A-V-A-E?
No, V as in Victor.
Oh, okay. So so L-A and then V as a Victor, A and E, correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I really like that name. It's a nice name.
Thank you.
And then how do you spell your last name, please?
Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Okay, thank you. And you don't have any suffix on your last name, right?
No.
Okay. And then the email that we have on file, I have MEMIWALKER55@gmail.com. Is that the one you want to use?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then your primary phone number is looks like it's going to be 702-408-0005. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And is that a mobile phone or your house phone?
It's a mobile phone.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that information. And then what is your primary address?
My primary address is... Let me get it for you. It's 4145.
4145.
North Scott.
North Scott.
And then Robinson is it's not together, it's separate. So Scott space Robinson Boulevard.
Okay. And is this
and
North
Las Vegas.
Perfect. North Las Vegas, and the zip code is 89032?
Yes.
All right, perfect, thank you. And is this a house or an apartment?
Apartment.
Okay, what is the apartment number as well, please?
1147.
1147. 1147, okay. So what I'm going to do is confirm all this information real quickly just to make sure I have it correctly. So we do have your full name is going to be T-A-M-I-K-A, L-A-V as in Victor, A-E, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Then we have your email as MEMIWALKER55@gmail.com, and your phone number is going to be 702-408-0005, and your address is going to be 4145 Scott Robinson Boulevard, North Las Vegas, Nevada, 89032 for the zip code. And your date of birth is going to be 05-05-1986. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
All right, perfect.
Yes, everything is correct.
And then the next thing I need to do is confirm your social, please.
559-89-7047.
7047. And I'm going to repeat that back to you. It's going to be 559-89-7047, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the next thing I have to do is going to go over some of your medical information. So was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor or a medical staff or by yourself?
By the doctor.
Okay. So by the doctor. And then you said you've had about 16 shots. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And then do you know the doctor's name as well, please?
Yes.
Okay. Then can you give me his name? And then I also need the facility.
It was at Centennial Hills Hospital.
Continuing.
And Dr. Samit Albrecht.
Okay. Is it Continuous Hospital?
Centennial Hills Hospital.
Continual. Sorry about that. Continual.
You want me to spell it for you?
Yeah, please.
C-E-N-T-E-N-N-I-A-L.
And that's in Las Vegas as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. All right. And is the address by chance 6900 North Durango Drive?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let me add that. Okay. Yeah, you're making this really easy. A lot of people, you know, since it's been so long, they don't know, you know, what facility and what hospital and stuff. So you were like really on point.
Yeah. I can't forget I had cancer, you know.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that too. And then how do you spell the doctor's name? Sorry about that.
Okay, so it's Dr. Samit, S-A-M-E-T, and Albrecht, A-L-B-A-Y-R-A-K.
Okay, and then let me see. All right. So Sandish and then Singh. Perfect. All right, perfect, perfect. And then is he also the doctor that prescribed, is he also the prescribing doctor as well?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to just copy that.
He's an OBGYN.
Okay, perfect. Okay, oops. Let me add this over here. Okay, bear with me for a second. And just to confirm, the phone number that I have on here, I just kind of got it from Google. It's going to be 702-835-9700. Does that sound about accurate?
No.
Let's see. Do you have
the number.
Oh, okay, perfect. Let's get the phone number.
702 255-3547.
All right, so 3547. Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to read that back to you real quickly. It's going to be 702-255-3547, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. All right. All right, so Dr. Sandish. Perfect. And then when you were taking Depo-Provera, what was the pharmacy that you used to get it from?
The pharmacy inside Centennial Hills Hospital.
Okay, so from there?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So inside the hospital. Perfect. So it would be the same address as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then same phone number, or is that a different phone number? Do you know?
No, it's the same.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah, it's the same number. No, it's the same number.
Okay, perfect, perfect. We'll put that as the same. And then what was the method for the diagnosis of meningioma?
What was the method?
Yeah, did they do like CT scans, MRIs, or both?
Oh, yes, yes. They did like a physical examination, a neurological examination, brain MRI, blood tests, urine tests, and a biopsy test.
Okay, okay. I'm sorry you really had to go through all that too, by the way. Okay, so we'll put MRI just for this one, and then I'll note everything else. Now, the diagnosing doctor, is it the same as Dr. Sandesh, or is it a different one?
Different doctor.
Okay. And then whenever you're ready, can you give me the doctor's name and the facility?
Dr. Lisa Connors. And she's a neurologist doctor at the same hospital, Centennial Hills.
Okay. Perfect, perfect. So Dr. Lisa Connor, all right. Connors, and then she's at the same facility.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. And then she probably has a different phone number, but do you want to put the same phone number for her? Or do you have a different
phone?
No.
I have her number.
Okay, perfect. Whenever you're ready.
It's 702-432-2233.
Okay, perfect. So I got 702-432-2233. Okay, and sorry about that, we're almost done. So, and it says she was a neurologist, correct?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And then, was the diagnosis prior to cancer or after? Oh, sorry about that. Did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay.
I'm like, what is
he? Yeah, sorry about that. My fault. Had it reworded it a little differently. All right.
Yeah,
then,
no, I had no previous diagnosis of cancer.
Okay, understood. Okay, and then have you received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I received brain surgery, radiation therapy, and I was under observation under a doctor for a few days in the hospital.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. I'm really sorry to hear that. You said you were at the hospital for a few days as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. And was it at the same facility?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let me just add that to the file real quickly, so bear with me. Okay, and was the treating doctor the same as the ones above or different ones?
No, the same.
The same? Was it Lisa?
Yes.
Okay, understood. So let me add her to that one real quickly. So again, thank you for your patience.
It's okay.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Just a few more questions, and we're almost at the bottom. Do you have a family history of meningioma?
No.
Okay. And then you said you were hospitalized for a few days. So again, I'm sorry to hear that. What were the dates you were hospitalized for?
August 20th of 2015.
15.
And I was discharged November 19th, 2015.
Okay. And then, oops. And then you said November, correct?
Yes.
And then, so November 15th as well, or?
No, 19th.
Oh, 19th, sorry about that. And that's 2015, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so they had you there for a little while then. Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm just adding a couple medical notes as well. Let's see. Okay. And then do you have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
No, my house caught on fire and everything that was in there burned up.
I am so sorry to hear that.
Yes.
Wow. Did you like just recently move? Is that why?
Mm-hmm.
Got you. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. All right. Was it in Vegas as well, your home?
Yes.
No. Oh, okay. Again, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. Just
yeah.
This part is kind of just for the attorneys. So if you would call your doctors or, you know, have like a My Chart login, would you be able to access to those records by chance?
Yes, they can access the records.
Okay. And then, again, this is just for the lawyers. We don't have to provide any of that right now. Would you be able to provide medical records by mail or electronically or both?
Yes, they can access the records.
Okay. Awesome. And real quickly. So did you want to put out an emergency contact on file?
No.
Okay. And again, the only reason why we ask is just in case we can't, you know, contact you for, you know, an extended period of time. We want to make sure your case doesn't go interrupted. So we found that it was necessary. So again, if we can't get a hold of you.
Oh, yeah, I could put my mom down.
Okay. Do you live with your mom or currently?
No.
Okay. And then what is her name? Can you spell it for me, please?
Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A.
Okay. And then does she have the same last name as you?
Her last name is Rodriguez.
Okay. All right. And then what is her phone number?
323-373-6375.
Sorry about that. So 323-373. What was the last four?
6375.
All right. And you said that was your mother, correct?
Yes.
And then do you want to put an email or an address for her or no? Just yours?
No.
Okay. I'll just put yours down there. Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, in A. All right, and we just have to ask this question to see if either give a yes or a no. Are you able to provide a large eligible signature?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I know that you said that, you know, your house caught on fire. Again, I'm sorry to hear that. do you have medication on you, or did that burn in the fire as well?
That burned in the fire as well.
Okay, understood. Do you still go to your doctor or anything, and or the pharmacy to get more medication?
No.
No? Okay. And this is like for treatments or anything that you were taking for the meningioma?
No, I'm cancer-free.
Okay, good. I'm really glad to hear that. Okay,
yes.
Perfect. All right, so, you know, before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they are working your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to you to finalize your claim, and I'll be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes QA to transfer you over to them directly and introduce you. They may go over the same questions that we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, please be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, there are extra steps. These extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you are fully prepared. If you don't hear from them within the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend them giving you a call directly just to follow up. And I'll send you a text with my information and also the information of the law firm as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what I'm going to do real quickly before I draft up the agreement for you, I just want to go over and confirm everything for the application before I submit it. Now, I'm just going to go over everything real quickly. Just stop me if we need to change anything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You did say that you wanted to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. You said yes. You said no, you did not get an attorney to assist you filing a claim. You affirm that you have not sought legal representation or you have not signed documents with another law firm. You are filing for yourself. You are a current resident of the United States. You said that your injury from taking Depo Provera was meningioma, and it was located in your brain. Your diagnosis was 8/17/2015, and your birthday is 05/05/1986. You do not know anybody else that's been injured by Depo Provera. You said no. You took the Depo Provera shots. You did not consume the generic brand. You actually took Depo Provera. You took it for 4 years, so you have taken it at least 4 times per year. And you've taken Depo Provera after 1992 to present day. Your usage was March 5th, 2010 to 06/25/14. 2014, you confirm that you are a female and you're single. The confirming for your full name is going to be T-A-M-I-K-A, middle name L-A-V as in Victor, A-E, last name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Your social is going to be 559-897-047. Your email is going to be memiwalker55@gmail. Your primary contact, which is going to be your mobile phone, 702-408-0005. Right now, you're currently located at 4145 Scott Robertson Boulevard, apartment 1147, North Las Vegas, Nevada, zip code 89032. You were administered the Depo Provera by a doctor about 16 times. You had two doctors. One was Dr. Standish at Centennial Hill Hospital in 6900 North Durango Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada 89149. And then you had another doctor, Lisa Connors, the same facility, and she was your neurologist. And you had diagnosis for meningioma through an MRI scan. And You have received treatment, many things, including brain surgery at the same hospital with Dr. Lisa. You have not had a family history of meningioma, and you were hospitalized in between 08/20/2015 to 11/19/2015. And then your emergency contact is going to be your mother, Andrea Rodriguez. Her phone number is going to be 323-373-6375. Is there anything that I missed on that?
No, sir.
Okay, perfect. What I'm going to do real quickly is I'm going to place you on a brief 1 to 2 minute hold while I draft up these documents and send them to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your patience, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hello, Tamika, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, well, thank you for your patience. I sent out the documents to you through text. You're going to get it from Lafayette.
Through text or email?
I sent it to both, so whatever is easier for you.
Okay, I have the text.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead and put me on speaker if I'm not already. You did receive that text with a link. Please go ahead and click on the link, and you'll be directed to a new DocuSign webpage. Once you
okay.
open the DocuSign webpage, please click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of their screen. You may have also, or you may also have to click yes to allow consent to agree to use electronic records and signatures.
Yes, I have it. I'm ready to sign.
Okay, perfect. So for this one, they are a little strict on the signature. So make sure you just do your full, your first name and last name on there. And you have to actually
okay.
sign it like that.
Okay.
I think this one's a little easier to sign the documents, but if you have any trouble, definitely let me know. And once you see the finish sign and no more next buttons, then you're complete.
Okay. One of these, it says draw my initials. So can I initial?
Yes, miss.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. And you clicked finish by chance?
Yes, oh. I did.
Perfect. Let me just check real quickly, look over the docs. It's pretty simple. Right. let me get confirmation that the signature's okay for my supervisor. It takes like 2 seconds. And then I'm going to jump back on the phone, okay?
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second. Thank you. All right. Thank you for your patience, Tamika. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right. Thank you again for your patience. I really do appreciate it. So your signature's a go. So the next step is we're going to send it through the QA. They're going to review your file. Once they're done reviewing your file, they're going to give me the okay. What I'm going to do is give you a call back, and then I'm going to transfer you over to the law firm, and they're just going to kind of introduce themselves and go over a few questions. Would you be able to talk to them today, or should I schedule a different day?
Today is fine.
Okay, perfect. And again, if they don't call, if I don't give you a call back today, then it'll be on Monday, but most likely today, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And they're just going to go over everything that we already went over?
Yeah, basically. They just want to say, hello, how's it going? Answer any questions that I can't answer. And then, you know, just basically make sure everything is accurate. They're just doing like a double check,
okay.
Basically.
Okay.
Okay, and do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay, I'm going to send you a text message right now. I'm in the process of writing it. I can wait on the line until I'm done, or do you want to just receive the text?
I can receive the text.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So I'll send you a text message. It's going to come from a 949 number, and then I'll reach back to you later today, okay?
Okay, what was your name again?
It's going to be Lafayette.
Oh, Lafayette. Okay.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure speaking to you, Tamika, and thank you for letting me help you today.
Okay, did you send the text?
Oh, I'm sending it right now. Let me see. You want to just wait on the line real quick? Hold on, real quickly.
Yeah.
Let me see. Yet. going to put their contact information as well.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Give me one second. Let's see. Just got to copy and paste this. All right. And the law firm that's going to be handling your case is going to be called Angelos, okay?
Angelos?
Yeah, Angelos.
Angelos, gotcha. Yeah.
And then I just sent it right now. Just go ahead and confirm that you got it.
Okay, yep, I got it. It came right through.
Okay, perfect. Again, it was a pleasure speaking to you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Okay, you enjoy your day too and your weekend.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.